Welcome to This Week at Filling, a program for education and celebration of what's happening throughout filling homes. I'm Tina Parsons.
Today, I am talking with Denise Wagner, Human Resource Director here for Filling Homes and actually for LMM. Yep. Denise, thanks for joining me.
Hi, it's great to be here. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, so we are talking today about some great things happening here, summer employment. You mentioned last week, Denise, that we had a lot of people return this year for summer employment.
That's correct. I'm happy to report that we had 10 individuals return back to Filling Home that had previously worked for us in summer employment. We also have had a number of individuals who originally started with us as summer help that have stayed on with us working both part-time and contingent. So we are just very blessed.
Yeah. And as far as summer employment, the positions that we're primarily talking about, is that the direct support professionals and then even the DSP assistants?
That's correct. So individuals would step into a direct support professional position. And for those that may not be aware of what that is, they truly are individuals making a difference in the lives of individuals with intellectual and developmental disabilities by assisting them with their daily lives. So it's just doing any kind of activity that would really tie out to allowing our clients to be able to achieve independence.
People returning to work for summer employment, is there a specific time that they start, or do we work around their school schedule?
We definitely will come alongside and work as best as possible around individuals' school schedules. We show a lot of flexibility in the scheduling, even with high school students. I think that, you know, it's important to note that we recognize they have a certain time that they get out of school. We will adjust their start time so that they can come to work for us after their school hours and then leave a little bit early so that it's not preventing them from being able to get the necessary sleep that they need in order to be able to even support their high school journey.
Yeah, their education, of course, is the first priority. We surely don't want to take them away from that, but we're so excited that they want to come back and work for Filling Homes after being here last summer.
That's right. Absolutely. We're thrilled to have them.
As far as recruitment is as a whole, DSPs and nurses are huge positions for Filling Homes. Denise, talk a little bit about the need that we have for those two positions.
Sure. So our direct support professionals, those are individuals that must be at least 18 years of age. And those are the same kinds of positions that we would do some recruiting for also for summer help. The individual would have a starting wage rate of $16.50 an hour with a 50-cent increase after 90 days. They also are eligible for $1.50 shift differential for second shift or a 75-cent shift differential for third. Plus an additional $1.50 for any weekend hours working from Friday at 2 p.m. to Sunday at 10 p.m. So one of the things that's really cool about Filling Home is that we also have DSP assistant positions. And those would be individuals that must be at least 16 years of age, but they're doing some of the similar types of tasks as a direct support professional, just not involved so much in intimate care.
Mm-hmm. Right. What about nursing?
So our nursing positions, we always can value and benefit greatly from individuals that are in a nursing field, whether that would be an LPN or an individual working as a registered nurse. And again, those wage rates vary based on skill and ability. But we're recruiting currently for both second, third shift, and occasionally we even have opportunities on first.
Now, people who are familiar with Filling Homes probably are picturing the base ICF out on 108 in Napoleon. We're so much bigger than that. So when we say we're recruiting for DSPs or nurses, it's not necessarily just Henry County.
That's right. We have opportunities that are in Fulton, certainly in Henry, and also in Williams County. And we want you to be happy wherever you choose to work. So we have locations in Archbold, Bryan, Defiance, Wauseon, West Unity, and then right here in Napoleon.
We cover such a large area. And what we really want to portray is how fun it is working at Filling Home.
It is absolutely amazing. If you're ready to be part of something bigger and you like getting paid to make a difference in someone's life, consider joining our family. We'd love to have you. Individuals that work here will tell you straight up that they truly have the opportunity to really become family to the individuals that they serve. They have the opportunity to do everything like go to a picnic or be out watching a movie or taking a resident to the fair. So individuals are getting an opportunity to do things that are not just about standing in a base location, just doing tasks that are just daily living tasks. They also get to go shopping with the residents. So absolutely, a great opportunity to give back to the community in which you live.
Yeah, absolutely. So how would somebody contact you, or what would they do if somebody listening is thinking, I really want to be a part of this? What do you suggest they do?
My suggestion would be that we welcome your opportunity to come out and see us would be one option. You can stop in and fill out an application if that's something that works better for you. But for most individuals, I would encourage you to apply online at fillinghome.org. Employment is the tab that you would go to, and you can certainly submit that application, and we will make sure that our recruiting specialists get back in touch with you.
Denise, thank you so much for all you do. And those of you listening, like she said, if you're interested in finding out more about Filling Home, stop in. We would be glad to show you around. You can check us out on Facebook and see all of the fun things going on, or even visit us on our website. Thanks again for tuning in. And Denise, thank you so much for sitting and talking with me.
Absolutely, Tina. Thank you. And you have a blessed day.
Thank you.